USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another scaled-back celebration at the Vatican. Pope Francis celebrated Easter Sunday Mass inside St. Peter's Basilica. But this year, the square outside, which is typically overflowing with flowers and the faithful, was mostly empty for a second year because of the coronavirus pandemic. All of Italy is locked down for the weekend. Last year, most Easter services happened online, but this year, church services are scaled back, but still happening, and many were held in outdoor environments. Pastor Rick Cole of the Capital Christian Center in Sacramento says he's glad people are coming back.
It heightens the whole experience when we're able to be together.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
One member of Congress says they should get Capitol Police the resources they need following Friday's deadly attack at the Capitol. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Tributes and condolences continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans, the officer killed in Friday's attack on a security checkpoint at the U.S. Capitol. Representative Dina Titus says that in the wake of the attack, Congress has to look at what resources the Capitol Police need.
These people are so brave, and they have so much to do with so little. They protect the members, they protect the building, they protect the staff and the press, and they have to protect themselves. So when we come back, we've got to take a hard look at what kind of resources we need, what kind of training we need. Do we need to hire additional members, as has been recommended? The worst thing that can happen is for this to become a political or partisan issue.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The United States has set another new record for coronavirus vaccinations. 4 million shots were administered on Friday. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you, as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. Same way with the travel, saying now you can travel. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more, you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated. Whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, we know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated. But also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry are reuniting next week to film an unscripted Friends special for HBO Max. The taping is scheduled to take place at the show's original soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio. The reunion is expected to debut on HBO Max in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.